Lavarma hu yoyma, only one time, the Yosso Pumosa the Malkul Amosa, when the king's army came into the city, the Yatubu Rabbonim, and he made a tumul in the Shtot, made Labaloy Tzoli. There was no Rabbin, there was no Tfilah Barabbin at that time. The Tzoli be Yochid. That was the only time I daven Musa. There be Yochid Shleib the Chavir. You see, Chloe held like a Yehudi Shita. He calls the man, there was a Tziba davening Musa, a Yochid doesn't have to daven Musa. Just at a time when the Pulmas came into the city and made a tumult so nobody davened Barabbin, there's no Tfilah Tzibur, then the Yechidim had a daven Musa. Trashi ben Adoyel Efficiation, Tziba Vashdiya Padrani. Pulmas Chayim is the army, the Tzoli is the advice. The more Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Koro Kaimed Rabbi Yanai, he was reading in front of Rabbi Yanai, the Yosef would come and he was saying over, Halacha Kreb Yehuda, the like a pasuk of Yehuda, Shomer Shom Lozab Ben Azariah, that what the Yochid doesn't have to daven Musaf, if there's a Tziba davening. Omalei, put Koro Kerech Lebrua, go teach your learning, tell it to people outside. In other words, I'm not Makabal this. The Yain Halacha Kreb Yehuda, Shomer Shom Lozab Ben Azariah, we don't pass the Lozab Yehuda, but let the Chachom. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ani Reisi, Yes Rabbi Yanai, Asur Rabbi Yanai, Tzolei V'hod Tzolei. He davened once, then he davened a second time. The Drashi, Tzolei V'hod Tzolei, V'lom Malei Beis Tfilis, how come he had a davened two times? El Acha Shal Shachas, V'yaka Shal Musaf. Shema Mina left the Rav Loza Ben Aloza, the Rav Loza Ben Azariah. So at least you have a Raya, not like the first man, Yoma, that he saw he davened two times, Shemon Yasser Mashman, he was the Yochid. So see, Yochid does have to daven Musaf. Omale Rabbi Yim Rabbi Zeiro, the Dilma, what's the Rais from davening to Shimon Esrei? Dilma Mikor Lechiv and Daitei. Maybe the first time in davening Shachas didn't have Kavona. And Mel Aloch Rez Mikor Adin, if you don't have Kavona, the Shash at least say the Brachas of us, you have to daven over again. Well, if Seif Chiv and Daitei, therefore he davened the second time to have Kavona. But who said he davened the second time to have Musaf? Maybe it was Shachas. Omale told the back, Chazi Man Gavur Rabbi the Kamasa Belay. Look who's saying this Eidus. Because Rabbi Yechid is saying the Seidus. Rabbi Yechid knows what we're talking about. If Rabbi Yechid says, I saw him daven twice, that means he knows that he davened the second Tfilah, Musaf. It wasn't that he was davening Shachris twice. Then I have no Raya. So Rabbi Yechid, Adam Chosh, was bringing a Raya, means he saw Rabbi Yanai daven be Yechidus, Shachris, and then he davened Musaf. So it's a Raya, like we know, every Yechid has to daven Musaf also. Rashi Bedumah Mikro Lechiv and Daitei, but Tavaya the Shachris. And if you're a din, if you don't have kavon and b'shashi davin, you have to davin over again. We'll soon see the meister how we feel this. So Rashi, man gavur rab to come after the lay, Rabbi Yechon and Sheyed al adover, Yofor did this, Avad Rabbi Yechon and Badak is very good, Shebishvil Tzvil ha-Mustaf Moita, that the reason why davin a second time was because of Tzvil Musa. Right, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Afagav, the Hevelu, Tleisa, they kanishta of Tveria, they have 13 different basic finesses. In Tveria, they have a Matzli, Aladeni, Yamudi, the only daven between the poles, Hechid Evi Garsi, in their own base in Medrash, where they used to learn, that's what they used to daven. And it's a Matonka to Shoinim, if they did it the Minyan, or Afilu Viyoch, that's Kedai to daven, where you learn. Allah, we hope it's only if you have a Minyan there. As if they have 10 people to daven in the place where you learn, then rather to go daven in Shul, it's Kedai to daven where you learn. Itmer Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Mishum Rabbeinu, Omer Halacha Krev Yehuda, Shama Mishum Rav Loza Ben Azariah. Loch more like before, that a Yochid doesn't have to daven Musaf if there's a Tziva davening. The Rechia Barabba, Tzoli, he used to daven, brought it Tzoli. He davened the second time. What should you mean to daven Shachat, then he daven Musaf? Omele Rav Zeira, my time of it, my Roche, how come he davened twice? He lay in Mishum, the Lechiv in my Daite, if because you didn't have Kavona when you davened Shachris, so you stop davening Shachris twice. I have Omer Rabbi Lozer. Rabbi Lozer said over, Lo Olam Yomad Odem Esatzma. A person should make up, check himself, mod like a medida, check out yourself before you start davening. Im Yochol Achavnes Libi Yispal. If you think you know you're able to have kavonah, then daven. V'yim Lav Al Yispal. If you know something is in your mind bothering you right now, and you won't be able to have kavonah right now, so better don't daven. So Bezoi, how come you daven twice? It's not Mestavra, you didn't have kavonah. Mestavra, Rabbi Chia Barabba Zichet checks himself. And if he davened, he knew he could have kavona. So how come he davened the second tefillah? Is Elo Tleat Kema de Reish Yarch? Elo Ma'at Pshat was it was Rosh Chodesh, and he davened over because if he got to say Yalav Yom, because the Gemara about Tanya, Toi Vlehiskes Shor Rosh Chodesh Biarves Ein Machziru Noisoi. If you forget to say Yalav Yom by Maru, you don't have to be Chayzer. If Neishiyachol Loim Beshachris, so you can say it over again Shachris. For Hashem came b'shachrus and davening shachrus and Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot to say Yalav Yovei, is also ain machzir and oisai, but they sheyachol aimer b'musafin. Because you could say it b'musafin. The musafin ain machzir and oisai, but they sheyachol aimer b'mincha. is, so you see, you don't have to daven over again if you skip Yalav Yovel. So the Chal, we are passing like this for some see. Or Malayla, Vitmalov, Amr Rav Yechon, and Betziba Shonui. This halacha that you skip Yalav Yovel Shachris or Musiv, you don't have to daven over again, it's only the Shriach Tzibu himself. If you're davening to the Yomim, and you daven the Tzibu, but you left out Yalav Yovel, the Shom Tzibu, the Tzibu, we say you don't have to daven over again. Why? Because you can be master like Rosh Chodesh in Musiv. Or else you'll be master Rosh Chodesh in Mincha. For a Shliach Tzibur, he has the heter not to daven Shmon Esrei over again. This is providing he finished the whole Shmon Esrei, and afterwards the Tzibur remembered, oh, he didn't say Yalav Yovel today. Allah did not make to say Nochem Ochazor Tashas. But Shenke Luis, so he just skipped Yalav Yovel and started to say Moedim. And then the Tzibur reminded him, Avad Yesar over again. That's not called the Big Tzibur of the Tzibur. Just that if Lassa saw over davening again, the Tzumach Tzibur of the Tzibur, or Shliach Tzibur is potter from saying over again. But Shenke Yochid, if you forget Yalav Yovel on Shachris or Musaf or Musaf, we don't have it, but Shachris or Mincha, so Lachna, you have to daven over again. So the Meister, where he davened over, of course, he forgot Yalav Yovel, the first tefillah. So therefore, he davened over the second tefillah.
It's part of him doing it if he's acting as a Shliach Tzibur, but by himself afterwards, he has to do it the
other. No, he doesn't have to. That's Allah, he doesn't have to. Shashi b'tzibah shonu, the imachzim don't have to go over again. B'shem neshom le m'shiach tzibah. This is one pshat here. Havikah mitzvah saskorah, av v'yokah tzor las, av v'hang v'forash, m'shiach tzibah, b'shem tichah le tzibureh, av v'yokah hodah. So two pshatim here. I was telling the Lord, we talked about the Bahag, that the Shliach Tzibah himself doesn't have to be chozer again. And Rashi's first pshat is that if you're davening in Minyan, so if you forgot Yalav Yovel, you don't have to daven over again, because you listen to the Shliach Tzibur and hear Mila to Mila from him, you'll be Yetzer with his tefillah. Well, the Ma'aseh is the Shvekai, the Morris of Klo, if you know you're not going to have Kavona, join Ovis, Lekur, you shouldn't daven. There's a big question about us, how we daven, a lot of times we don't have Kavona during Ovis. So I call upon him, the Rabbi, you have to try the best to know Pirush HaMilus of at least the first Brocha, to have Kavona then. But even though Lema'aseh, even though we don't have Kavona, we still daven though. Lema'aseh, we don't pater ourselves. But Avada Metchila Mura Mechila, you're supposed to try your best to have Kavona at least in the first Brocha. And the Mishnah Brura suffering is, Lo Yitzli, if somebody woke up in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, I didn't have Kavona. Now he's dreaming away. He woke up by Moedim. Found the ruler, now he's davening. What should he do now? He knows Klor right now, he didn't daven in the first Brocha with Kavona. So Mikra Din is not allowed to daven now, the rest of the Brocha is Alavatola, what should he do? He's more or less wise by Tzorachin, but the Minigo element is continue davening. And we don't daven over again either. But the svar is, who says you're going to have more kavona in the second tefillah than you have the first kavona, the first tefillah? So maestro, we don't daven over again. But our kohanim mitchili is supposed to try your best to know you have to have kavona, pirush shemil with the first bracha. Right. Kama yishur ben tefillah tefillah. In case we have to be chayzer, it's on Rosh Chodesh, you didn't say yalav yovel in shachris, that you have to daven it over again. How much do you have to wait between one tefillah and another tefillah? We have full of Rav Chizda, chadol metzadei shetesfeinin daitei olav. Just wait till your mind gets cleared. Because it's going to die to your love. Chadom Gadesh is going to die to your love. It means the same thing. So you have a clear mind again. Man diyar Gadesh is going to die to your love. Yechsev yaschanan el Hashem. I go to daven to Hashem. So it's chanan it till your mind gets back to davening again to Hashem. A man the yom kadesh it is chaylo by to your love v'yichsev v'yichal moishet. Same thing. Another way of saying you have kavona now to start davening again. Rashi shet is chaylin should say daitem yosheves larav devor b'loshin tchina. As you can start davening over again to say b'loshin tchina. And shet is chaylo Rashi loshin chiluy. Vehi it's exact same thing. El b'lishin b'yal m'pligi. Just my question is what loshin to you. But they're both lashon of davening to Hashem. So till you have kavona das, you know you're going to start davening to Hashem again. Omarav onon, Omarav. Toev lo yiskesho rosh chodesh arvis ein machzir loisim. He had before. If you get the tayal of yovei b'marv, you don't daven over again. The fi shein bezdin mekadosh in esachodesh shel b'yoyim. Rikach kivish achodesh adavke b'yoyim, because bezdin can't give a psak b'layla, they have to do it b'yoyim. But bezdin zal mekabel edis. Belayla. But they have to wait till Biyayim, till the Eidim come to Bezin, then Bezin says, Mekudish, Mekudish. Omra Meinon is Savri Milsa the Rab, Mekudish Molei. It's only if the last month was a Molei, so the first Psham Taisa is Kalema. Shoyoysosh, the front of Molei, the Oz Yochalema, Biyavish Shomocher. The Savri is 2 days Rosh Chodesh now, so if you skip the first night, Marv, Yalav Yovel, it's not so the Felech, because you can say it the second night from Marv, you say Yalav Yovel. that you only have one day Rosh Chodesh, then he held Mazir Noisa. Even by Marv, you have to be Chodesh, say Shemar Esther, you have to daven over again. If you forgot, you have to be over. Omle Rav Ashi, La Neymar, no. Michti, Rav Taim Kama, Rav said this tomorrow, is that since the first Mekadish, Desdin, the Yoim, so if Lionel does now like this, this in to be Chodesh, is Mali, Chosta Mali, Moli Oloshino, Allah, no not Kimina, how many days you have to Rosh Chodesh, 1 or 2 days, if you forget, you have to be Marv, you do not have to be Chodesh. So might not come in the Molly of Hosa. That's where we go. How do we let up to the Shah? So the Mishnah ain't aimed in this follow, you shouldn't start davening elementary Koibir Rosh. Koibir Rosh means like a heavy head, Rashna means Achno. It's like you're putting your head down a little, like you're Achni yourself. Like you're lowering yourself to daven to Hashem. That means though you could daven Beloshim Tachnunim. Like you're begging, asking something from Hashem. Chassidim or Rishonim, or Yeshoyim Shoachas, used to wait 1 hour before they started davin, or Mispalim then used to davin. Why do they wait an hour before him? Today she Yechavnu Libon Leaviyim Shevashamayim. So the Rabbi Yehuda's Madaik doesn't say Loshen she Yechavnu Libon Metzvila. It says Yechavnu Libon Leaviyim. That means that they should be Yechavnu themselves by to do tshuva to make sure they're like close to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, like they're Sholem with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And they Hashem will listen to that tshuva. That after stop thinking about Olam Hazeh and think about Ruchnis, are they Sholem with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Mechav Libon Leaviyam to the Yevishter. Weiter, Afilu HaMelech Sheol B'Shloima, even if the king comes and asks you Sholem while you're davening Shimon Esrei, the Loch Alei Yishivenu, you're not allowed to answer him back. At least B'Dibur for sure now. The question is to make signs, maybe it's not so fulfilling. But B'Dibur never answer back. The Afilu Nochesh Korach HaLikvay, Afilu Nochesh is around your leg, is lo yafsik. You can't stop when you start talking, you can't. But avadi, you're allowed to stop and throw the snake away. Like if you could just stop and pick him with your hands and throw him away, not be master talking, that's mutter. And avadi, we're talking about, it's not a shalas across the fresh, you're not afraid of the poison snake that will bite you and kill you. The shalas across the fresh is avadi, you're allowed to stop. But in the mouth of snake, on the mouth, but you know this snake at most will bite you, but it won't kill you, so then you have no right to talk in the middle of Shemon Esrei. But if I didn't throw him away, you're allowed to. So what is, you have to be oimer before you daven, or you have to daven the tech koi vidar rosh, like rachno. Omri ablaz liyam akro, vihi moras nefesh, eschana had a bit of nefesh, and then she daven. Gemor mi mai, dilma chana shani, devas mira liba tuva. Maybe Chana had a bit of nefesh because it's Chal, she felt very bad, she didn't have any children. That's why she was more nefesh. Maybe a regular person doesn't have to daven dafka koi vidar rosh bachno, and omri ablaz liyam akro, vihi moras when I come to daven your heichol, I'll daven v'yira secha. Gemor mi mai, Dilma David Shani, Devi Mitzayin Ashab Racham Yisuvay. His David had come all his life, to say that he had tzoris, he was running away from Shol, he was running away from the Shonav Sholem, to say that he had a daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he had to ask so much Rachmanis from Hashem, maybe he had a daven v'yira. But another person, maybe not. Elom Rabbi Yishua Balevi Mihocha, Hishtachu L'Hashem Bahadras Kodesh, Al Tikru Bahadras Elo Bacharadas, like being Charod and being afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hishtachu L'Hashem, I bow down to Hashem, I bow down to Hashem, Bahadras means like the years of Hashem. The Mokham will be mine. Normally, Elo Main Baloch, Hadras Mamish, it means to look nice when you daven. Ki Ho, the Rabbi Yehuda, had a Mitzayah Navshe, he used to dress himself nicely. He used to have a special suit to wear before he daven. The other master, then he daven, and there's such an halachas like that. You're supposed to look nice, presentable when you daven. If you're standing in front of Hashem, you're not supposed to wear your same suit you wear when you're working or painting when you're davening. Hello, Ram Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Lihocha. Because an Ivdu Hashem Beyiro, Vigilu Berod. You're supposed to Ivdu Hashem Beyiro, and then Vigilu be happy Berod also with Roda with Yiro. So the more my Vigilu Berodo, Mervada Bamaster, Ram Rav. The Mokim Gimon, the Mokim Yidavri to Hashem, Shom Terod, the Shosa Beira. Trash Yidu with Hashem Beira, Tfila, Shilonim, the Mokim Avoido, also was the Beira. Even Tfila, you should do Beira. And that's Gimo, Shom Ter Mokim, you have Gimo, you have Tfila, Shom Terod, the Shibira. Abaya, heavy, and the Rabbeinu Yehuda learns that even though the two Psukim, Yidu with Hashem Beira, and Yidu with Hashem Besincha, but there's no Stira. You're supposed to do the Avoido Beira, Bachno, and by doing this, you're doing the mitzvah the way you're supposed to. That should be the biggest simcha to you. Like we say, Tachat Hashem Levarat Hashem Tachat B'Simcha, right? That you're supposed to do the avoid the B'Simcha. Just the mitzvah is to daven the Yira Bachno. When you are doing the mitzvah the way you're supposed to be tremendous full of simcha. Baita Abaya had the Yosef climbing with the rabbi. Abaya was sitting in front of rabbi. Chaziyo, his rabbi saw, that they called Bodach Tuva. He was laughing a lot. He was joking around too much. Omar, he told him, the Gila Barodic said, the Bodach said, even when you have Gila, a little for happiness, Barodic should be you involved also. You shouldn't just be happy. Well, Malay, I'm not Tfilim in Achna. Let us say, I'm not Stam laughing Stam. I'm wearing Tfilim means I have Simcha Shamitzvah. The Bada, that's Mutta, that's Dika Simcha, that's Simcha Shamitzvah. You have Yimia Heavy Yosef Kaim and Rab Zeru. Chazi saw the heavy called Bodach Tuva, he's joking around too much. Omalay, the fun etzev yeh moisef. Whenever you ba'atz with me, like the old said, you'll get tzchah yeh moisef and have a lot from it. There's an Indian to be like not the simcha. Trashi, the whole etzev yeh moisef, you show them maris atzim otzev. When you look a little otzev, like disappointed, or atz with a little sadness, yeh lo tzchah, you'll get tzchah for that. And tell them, don't be so much the simcha. Atzim, omalay, same teres, I'm not tefillin menachem, I'm wearing tefillin right now. Trashi tefillin menachem. Nei, neidus. She... means I still have Yiras Hashem. As even though the simcha now, it's not a simcha of holiness that's taking me away from Yiras Hashem. Since I'm wearing my tefillin, I'm zich have Yiras Hashem. I am happy. There's no stira. You're supposed to be happy doing mitzvahs. That's called Yiras Hashem simcha. Ma bread ravina over the lula lebrei. He made a chasna for his son. Chazula Rabboni, saw the Rabboni by the Chasna, have a kabbat chituva, they were joking around too much by the Simcha. Is Isaac Kisa the Mokri, he bought a very expensive case, Bath Arba Meyazuzi, worth $400.